You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to report accidents and more in Apple Maps on iOS. So yes, you are able to now report incidents. Those incidents could be accidents. There could be hazards, so things on the highway or street. And you can also report speed checks. This can be very useful for people that are driving. And now in my case, of course, I'm not driving, but typically I'm always riding along with my wife or a bus or someone that is taking me to various places. But you want to be able to participate and help others that are using Apple Maps. So really what this does is that when we report an incident, let's just say reporting an accident. So what appears to those with sight and they're driving along and they see on their Apple Maps up ahead, there's an accident. That is because people have recorded this or reported it via the Apple Maps. This helps us to know that there's an accident up ahead. Do I want to reroute or stay tight and just continue forward? But it just gives you a heads up, especially road hazards. That's, whoa, you know what I mean. Sometimes we do this, whoa, we do a swerve or something because something fell off a truck or a pickup truck or whatever not, and it's just a hazard on the street. We definitely want to report that, especially on the highways, so that way people can be aware that it's there so they can keep their eye out on this. Now, how this works is that when you report an incident, it takes two people to report the same incident at the same place. Once that occurs, then it appears on the Apple Maps. And the reason I'm doing this today is because, heck, you know, I am a passenger all the time, and I would like to help my fellow Apple Map users. So it makes you feel good about being able to do this on your own. So I'm going to tell you how to do this in different ways. First, I'm going to show you how, if you're just a passenger and you want to report an incident. The second option I'm going to show you, if you're on a turn-by-turn, so let's just say if you're walking and whatever not, or you just like to have your Apple Map turn-by-turn with your bus so you know where you are and where we're going, you can report that there. And then lastly, I'm going to show you how to use Siri. This is going to be the easiest way, obviously, because, you know, people are driving. But anyway, that way you don't have to open up the map and have to report it. So I'm going to show you all three of those scenarios in this podcast. Now, the first one, let's just say I'm a passenger and I am being taken somewhere. Oh, there's an accident or a hazard. Let's just take a hazard, for example. So how do I do this? We're going to head over to Apple Maps.
Maps. Double tap to open.
Once you get to Maps, double tap this, open it up.
Maps. Map. Rosalie East Park.
All right, so this shows you your location, that where you are right now while you're driving. At the very bottom right-hand corner, I'm just going to tap in this area down the bottom right.
Report an issue. Button.
I want to report an issue. Double tap that.
Reports. Heading.
Now, there's many different options you can report. I'm going to show you a few, but we're going to get to the report an incident. So let's go to the right.
Close. Button.
There's a close button. Top right.
Add to maps.
Add to maps is the first item on this list. This is how you can create new locations or whatever not that's not on the map. You can add that to a map, especially new streets, new roads, and things like that, which is going to be similar to these other ones I'm going to show you.
Report street issue.
If you have street issues, as in the streets does not go through anymore or it has new streets, you can import all these things and Apple will take a look to see if this is right and will add those information to it. It's kind of cool, but nonetheless, let's keep going.
Report place issue. Report route issue. Report an incident.
There we go. Report an issue. This is the one we want to do. Double tap this.
Cancel button.
All right. So let's go to the right.
Report an incident. Heading.
Okay, so what kind of incidents do you want to report? So go to the right.
Incident type. Heading. Crash. Report accidents near you. Button.
Oh, so do we have an accident or a crash?
Hazard. Report hazards near you. Button.
There's a hazard that we're going to use, but I'm going to go through the rest.
Speed check. Report speed checks. Button.
And then lastly, we have the speed check. So as I mentioned before, I'm just going to demonstrate the rose hazard.
Hazard. Report hazards near you. Button.
All right, double tap this.
Location.
Now, top right.
Submit. Button.
It's a submit. So in this case, I'm just doing this as a podcast. I am not going to submit that there's a road hazard at the location I'm doing my podcast. We don't want that to happen, right? So do not submit until you're absolutely sure you want to submit something, because everything gets tagged to your Apple IDs. That's how Apple knows that it's you.
Location. Tap map to edit location.
Now, by default, it's going to pinpoint exactly where you are. So we don't need to worry about this. Now, if it's something that already passed by like a mile back and you decide to do it, it might be a little too late. So, but you want to be in the approximate location. So if there's an accident coming up or somebody tells you there's an accident, then you can just turn this baby on and point in the general area where you are at. So we're going to go to the right.
Map. Add more information about the incident.
Now, this is where we're going to add more information about the incident.
Add more information about the incident. Text field. Double
and
tap
this
to
is
edit.
The text field. So we want to be able to tell, you know, if you know what the road hazard is. So let's just say a sheet metal or a 4x4 plywood or wood is on the street. We can put there is a 2x4 wood on the middle lane or the right lane of the highway or street.
Photos. Heading.
And yes, you can add photos to it. So if you can take pictures of it, especially if it's an accident, whatever not, or the obstruction. Obviously, in our case, we won't be able to use the photo unless we get some help.
Add photo button.
And this is how you can add that photo.
Take a photo to help us diagnose this issue.
And there she is. As simple as that. And when you're ready.
Submit button.
At the top right is a submit. And that's how you send an incident. Cool, right? So let's get out of here.
Back button. Back button. Hazard. Report hazards near you. Button. Rows 1 to 3 of 3. Top. Cancel. Button.
Cancel.
Reports. Heading. Close. Button.
And close.
Home. Close by.
Now, if you're doing a turn by turn, I want to show you how to access this area. So I'm going to go ahead and just pretend I'm going to Best Buy. Take me to Best Buy.
One possibility I see is Best Buy on Northwest Chipman Road in Lee's Summit. About 3 miles to your west and it gets 3.0 stars on Yelp. Is that the one you're looking for?
Yes.
Getting directions to Best Buy.
Now, Best Buy is a store
Municipal Airport
that we use or we go to.
Starting
for
route to Best Buy.
My location.
Southeast 3rd Street. Then turn right onto Southeast Wingate Street.
So it's telling us the directions, right? What I want you to do is go to the bottom right-hand corner.
Expand. Button. Image.
And hit the expand
a black and white symbol on a white surface.
We want to expand this. Double tap that.
Collapse. Image. A black and white symbol on a white surface.
Now it says collapse. I'm going to do a four-finger tap towards the bottom.
End route.
And we're going to go left.
Report an incident.
There's a report an incident. It's the exact same page that we were confronted when we were reporting an incident before. It's that simple. Now, the third and final scenario, if you are just riding along and driving or whatever you are doing, hopefully, you know, you're driving legally. So in my case, I'm not driving, but I'm riding. And that could be on a bus. It could be on in a car or a van, whatever not. But I want to use Siri. That's the last option I can do. This is just as simple as doing the report an incident within the Apple Maps itself. All you do is just initiate Siri. And the first item you can say, there's an accident on the road. That's all you got to say. There's an accident on the road, and Siri will take over from there. The second option you can tell Siri, you can say there's a crash up ahead, or there's a crash on the road. Those you can use as well. There's a hazard on the road. There's a hazard up ahead. You can use those two options as an example as well. You can also say there's a speed check. And then lastly, you can say there's something on the road. All those are commands that you can give to Siri that will report the incident for you automatically. So now you have the power at your hand to be able to participate and report incidents on Apple Maps for other Apple Map users. And that will help out you and your driver and such to try to avoid all these different accidents, hazards, speed check, and alike. So that is how to report accidents and more in Apple Maps on iOS. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.